Welcome to ClickFunnels Radio, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here's your host, Dave Woodward.
Hey, everybody. How the heck are you? This is Robbie Summers with ClickFunnels Radio, and you're probably all wondering, why the heck is Robbie Summers on ClickFunnels Radio? Hey, we have a secret. Chrissy Vendura and myself, Chrissy, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Hey, we snuck into Dave's office. I'm actually sitting in his office right now. He left on vacation or something. I'm sitting in his office, and we hacked into his podcast account, and we thought, hey, Dave's gone. Kind of gave us some free reign, and we jumped into his podcast account. We want to give some value to some people and see just how we can help you guys out in the ClickFunnels world, and just see what we can do to help you guys to build and grow your businesses, and some things that I have noticed. I've worked with Dave now for really, really closely for about a year. And one of the things that I've noticed about Dave and also Russell, where they have just seen some amazing, incredible success, is because Dave and Russell both have incredible executive assistants. Russell's executive assistant is Melanie Knuven, and Dave had an executive assistant. Her name is Chrissy. Chrissy, well, she said hi already. And we've got her here on the line. And what is awesome and amazing about Chrissy, I'm gonna let you have a little bit of Chrissy's backstory and have her fill you in a little bit on it as we hack into to Dave's podcast account. But Chrissy, will you tell us just a little bit about yourself, what you've done here at ClickFunnels for Dave and your new role, and then we'll talk a little bit about being an executive assistant.
Absolutely. So I came into the ClickFunnels world a little bit over 2 years ago. Previous to ClickFunnels, I was a project manager for James P. Friel. I had no experience in being an executive assistant. But I think with the project management side of things, Dave felt like it was a good fit. And that's kind of how I got into the community and into the role of Dave's EA.
Chrissy, that's a fantastic idea. I mean, if any of you guys are sitting out there and you guys are thinking, hey, I think I need an executive assistant, but I'm not sure. I want to make sure I get somebody that I gel with, that I work with. If I have somebody that I can hire on a contract as a project manager for just a little bit of time, a lot of the things that happen as a project manager will translate directly over into an executive assistant, right?
Exactly. That's actually what my role was in the very, very early days. I was more of a project manager. I was managing ClickFunnels Radio, which was Funnel Hacker Radio at the time. That was my main project that I was managing for Dave. And then
Chrissy, hence the reason why we can hack into Dave's podcast.
Exactly. Right? Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Love it.
So, and then from there, as our relationship developed, and trust was established and things like that, then more responsibilities came my way from Dave and involved into what I'm doing today.
And Chrissy, right this moment, you're not Dave's executive assistant because you were promoted, and Dave has an amazing new executive assistant. Her name's Courtney.
She is awesome.
She is incredible and unbelievable, and Chrissy has worked on training and working with her, and which is making her even better. But we wanted to give you guys some tips and some ideas, some things that you guys can do if you have an executive assistant right now that you're struggling with. Chrissy, what advice would you give to the entrepreneurs with their executive assistant? I've got this person, I like them, but things just aren't gelling, it's not working. What advice would you give them?
Well, the first piece of advice I would give them is if you feel the bumps in the road, pretty much I think everything stems back to communication. Communication is so important between an executive assistant and their exec. I can't stress that enough. I feel like there is no such thing as over-communication in the role. You really have to make sure that role is 100% nurtured and communication is always, always open.
So, Chrissy, if I've got, and I feel like, hey, I've got this great assistant, how do I make sure that, what are some tips and tricks that you've learned for, and I think also as an executive assistant, how do you communicate with the entrepreneur better? And then how does the entrepreneur connect with you and communicate with you well enough? Are there any tips and tricks that you've learned that we can help out the executive assistant and the entrepreneur?
Yeah. So one of the pivotal points in my role as an EA with Dave was when I started going through his email daily. When he kind of turned over the reins to me on all of his inboxes. And that was something for me to manage and not him manage. We would have a morning call every day and go through the important emails that I needed his assistance on. And then, the rest of his emails would fall solely to me and my responsibilities. And that not only helped me and him with communication and opening up the communication that we had initially been struggling with, but it also gave me such an insight into his role in the company and the company itself that it made me become ultra effective almost overnight.
So Chrissy, it literally has to be the entrepreneur has to say, if I'm going to have an effective executive assistant, I've literally got to say, hey, I've got to trust you enough to open the books up.
Absolutely.
I mean, you jump into my email account and you're going to know everything about me, good, bad, ugly, struggles, problems. I've just got to get in there and I've got to make sure that I trust them. I've got that trust, and for them to have that high level of, hey, this is what's going on across the board for you to be able to be effective.
Exactly. Trust is so, so important in this role. Your exec has to know that you can handle confidential things and be able to handle them with professionalism.
Fantastic. That's awesome. Awesome. So make sure I've got the communication, number one. And the best way that you saw the communication was Dave saying, hey, Chrissy, I'm going to open up my emails to you. You're going to have a look into everything. And you obviously have the parameters. You know what's confidential and what's not. And over time, I'm sure it gets a lot. Probably initially in the beginning, it took more of Dave's time. But over time, very, very little of Dave's time because you and him just worked together and you knew and understand because he was willing to open the books up to you.
Exactly. When we started that process, our phone calls on a daily basis were about 45 minutes to an hour. As time went on, we got to the point where the morning calls were about 15 minutes. He would actually do them while he was either on a walk or trying to get his steps in or working out or whatever his morning routine was. So it wasn't interrupting his day, and we were able to get everything done in a matter of 15 minutes.
So Chrissy, by me opening that up and having that communication with you, I can literally essentially dual task, do things at the same time. I can be working out. I can have my emails taken care of. Everybody's getting responded to. And everybody looks at me and thinks I'm like the most efficient person on planet Earth because you're handling it and you're taking care of it.
Absolutely. We would actually record our morning phone calls and the emails that I had questions on, he would verbally give me his response to the email. And then I would just go in and transcribe his verbal response and reply to the emails as him. And that recording, especially in the beginning, was so important because anything that as my day went on, anything that I had questions on, I could always revert back to that recording.
So you're not, and I don't want to say bugging, but you're not constantly saying, hey, Dave, I need help with this. Dave, I need you. Dave, what did you say about that? You just go back to the recording and you're, so if I've got an executive assistant right now that I'm struggling with, your advice is number one, have daily meetings. You've got to have daily meetings.
You have to have a stand-up. You have to be in communication. Let your EA know what your plan is for the day, what you want to get accomplished and how that's going to get accomplished, because your EA also needs to act as your gatekeeper. So anything that could potentially be coming up as a distraction, your EA needs to know whether it is a priority for you or not a priority in order to keep you on task.
Ooh, that is fantastic. So daily meetings, open up the books, open up the email, everything, open communication. You have to have that trust. You have to have that confidence.
Absolutely.
For them to fully know what it is and the way that you would react. The way, in essence, in a lot of situations, Chrissy, you know what Dave's going to say and how he's going to react. And in fact, I will communicate with you and I'll, hey, Chrissy, I'm going to bounce some ideas off you because you're going to know what Dave's going to say and respond. And that makes it a lot easier for me to, hey, this is what I want. And I can get, it's something we call the 6-inch putt. I can put that in front of Dave because Dave had an awesome executive assistant who could do that. And so you're in essence, we're trying to duplicate or have somebody else that can handle and run a lot of the things that Dave would be doing otherwise.
Exactly. As an EA, you really have to shift your mindset to the role of an executive. Think of yourself in their role at all times, because that's the only way that you are going to effectively be able to communicate with other team members on what the exec's expectations are. And it's also the only way that you are really going to be able to help them buy back their time.
Chrissy, really interesting that you say that. And as you're talking about that, that you act as if you're the executive, as you're the executive.
Absolutely. You have to have that mind shift.
What a great piece of advice for every executive assistant out there, because hey guys, just so everybody knows. So Chrissy's the executive assistant for Dave, acts as if she's the executive for a year or two with Dave. Guess what now, Chrissy? Chrissy is an executive here at the company, and she's running the entire relationships department for ClickFunnels, affiliates, and the OUR and Dream 100, and there's all these things that she's doing. So anybody who's an executive assistant out there, and they're saying, "Gosh, maybe I don't want to be an executive assistant forever." Maybe you do. Maybe it's what you love. But if you have other aspirations for the executive assistant, act as if you're the executive. Chris, you're a perfect example of somebody who has, because you acted like it, you become it. I love that. Chrissy, can we shift gears just a little bit? So let's say I don't have a struggling executive assistant. Let's say I've got a great executive assistant that we've got that communication, but maybe I want to feel like I'm optimizing my executive assistant, that they're feeling fulfilled as in their role as working with me, but also to make sure that whatever we can do to build and grow ClickFunnels or our businesses, whatever they are, what would you suggest, Chrissy, that somebody does to optimize a good EA?
Well, Dave always did such an amazing job at this, because he understood very well that knowledge is key, right? If ever I had questions or hesitations about something I wasn't 100% sure of, Dave always took the time to explain the how, the why behind the question. And with that knowledge comes confidence, right? And with confidence comes the ability to make decisions and the ability to look at things from the 10,000 foot level, and the ability to help not only manage your exec, but your exec's team and their responsibilities. So knowledge and communication is kind of what it all stems back to. The more knowledge you can give your exec, instead of just giving them tasks, give them the why behind the tasks and let them start understanding the large picture and the goals of the company and your visions as the executive.
Chrissy, that is fantastic. I love that. And I love what you said about knowledge leads to confidence.
Yes.
I remember my kids, and when my kids were little, and you know, your kids run into you and they're like, "Dad, there's a monster in the closet." And you're like, "Okay." And you go in, and my daughter Kennedy, and I'd go in and I'd turn the lights on, and "Where's the monster at, Kennedy?" And she's like, "Dad, it's in the closet." And we'd open up the closet and we'd look in, we'd shine a light in the closet. And "Hey, Kennedy, there's no monster in this closet." And she'd be like, now she knows
exactly
that there's no monster in the closet. And now she has the confidence to go back to sleep.
Yes.
And so helping your executive assistant to understand that the how, the why, the what, and being okay with them seeing and understanding it at a higher level, it empowers them to be able to act for you and to duplicate those things, which makes your job as the entrepreneur so much easier.
It totally does. And I love the word you just used there, the empowers, that is so important when you have an EA. You need to be able to empower your EA to make smaller decisions, to go out and do, like, give you the 6-inch putt, right? Like you just said, it's so important to empower them, because the more you empower them, the more time they buy back for you.
The more I empower my executive assistant, the more time I get as the entrepreneur.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. Okay. Hey, Chrissy, we're going to be short, because I'm worried that I know Dave's not going to be back in today, but I'm worried that maybe somebody else is going to come in and kick me out of Dave's office. So let's not take too much time. Chrissy, so two quick answers for you. I want one piece of advice that the main piece of advice that you would give to the entrepreneur to work with the executive assistant, and then one piece of advice for the executive assistant to work better with the entrepreneur. So give me those two key points, and then we'll get out of here for today.
Absolutely. So I'm going to start with the piece of advice that I would give to an executive assistant. I would say that don't look at yourself as ever bothering your exec, right? You're never bothersome to them. So don't feel like you are over communicating. I think that is so important. Every executive is super, super busy. They have very limited time, but your relationship with your exec is so much different than your exec's relationship with everybody else. You need to make sure that communication is always open, and really not feel like you are a bothersome to your executive. And then on the flip side of that, as the executive, you need to make sure that when you are communicating with your assistant, that it never comes across as if it's time consuming, or that it's too much of a burden for you to communicate with them on a regular basis.
Chrissy, fantastic. So as the executive assistant, don't ever feel like you're bothering. The whole reason you're hired as executive assistant, I love the term you keep using, is so the executive can buy back their time.
Yes.
And as the entrepreneur, as the executive, that don't ever let your executive assistant feel, even on the slightest scale, that they are bothering you. Be happy and excited and take the time, because I think, Chrissy, you take the time in the beginning. Maybe there's a little bit more time that you spend in the beginning, but over the course of time, I think about the hours that you have bought back for Dave.
It will 10x everything.
I think about the hours that Courtney right now buys back for Dave. I see the hours that Melanie buys back for Russell. Everybody, it's an amazing thing, and it's because they've taken the time to trust, communicate, get to know, and that you have those open books with them top to bottom. That's fantastic. Chrissy, anything else to add with us today?
Oh, I don't think so, Robbie. Thank you so much for hacking in here with me.
We broke into Dave's office. We broke into his funnel hacker, ClickFunnels radio account, and we're doing a podcast without him even knowing. Hey, if I'm out there with a resume in the next couple of days looking for jobs, you guys all know I just got fired for hacking into his ClickFunnels radio account. Hey guys, have a great day, and get out there and change the world, because our motto, our theme here, our slogan that we use every single day is what we do matters. And the reason it matters is because each one of you guys that are out there that are changing the world, that are using ClickFunnels, that are building their businesses and helping and changing people, what you do matters as well. The world isn't going to be changed by politicians, by anybody else. The world's going to be changed by entrepreneurs. And the more effective that you can be as an entrepreneur because you have an executive assistant like Chrissy or Courtney or Melanie or any of the awesome executive assistants out there, the more effective you are with them, the better that you are going to be, and the more you're going to be able to make that impact and make more money. Hey guys, have a great time. And if you don't have your funnel hacking live tickets now, go get them. Hey, we'll talk to you guys later. Thanks.